Britain has ended Queen Elizabeth's four-day Golden Jubilee. With a mixture of centuries-old ceremony and modern multicultural carnival, an estimated 700,000 onlookers turned out on the streets of London for today's festivities. They came to watch the royal procession of a monarch who has weathered 50 years of change, family scandal, and embarrassment. From Buckingham Palace, NPR's Julie McCarthy reports.
The elaborate celebration that climaxed the Queen's Golden Jubilee was a feast for the eyes and the ears. Eight hundred choristers thundered a new work composed for the Jubilee as the Queen passed by, borne through the streets on a gold carriage. It had been commissioned by King George III, with no more specification than to build something superb. The Queen first took the carriage in 1953 on her coronation day. Margaret and Gary Whitaker were among the public pleased to be partaking in the spectacle and spoke of the significance of their monarch and her Jubilee.
I think it gives the country stability.
Stability, because there is a feeling that things could change too quickly, and we can always go back and sort of focus on this sort of event and remind us that there is the stability there and the common values that we all share, whereas sometimes you lose sight of that because of all the change that's going on.
Sue Albanese of Cambridgeshire expressed distinct displeasure at the naysayers, who said the Jubilee would be an embarrassing no-show for the palace.
Before the celebrations, everybody said nothing would take off, nothing would happen, all negative vibes, which is so entirely British. And look what happens on the day. You come to the nitty-gritty of a day like this, and this is your Joe Public, and they're all here. You know, we're all here.
At St. Paul's Cathedral, the Queen and her entourage were greeted by 1,000 singers and musicians, while Archbishop of Canterbury, George Carey, extolled her devotion to duty.
Yours, as many have noted, has been a reign in which change and innovation have been watchwords. And yet we sense, indeed we know in you, an abiding constancy, anchored in a profound commitment to service.
At a lunch in her honor at Guildhall, the Queen's topical wit was on display as she gave a nod to the World Cup, which had competed with her own celebrations.
I am more than conscious at the moment of the importance of football. Although this weekend comes about halfway through my Jubilee year, as far as we are concerned, it bears no relation to a rest at half time.
Inclusiveness was a Jubilee theme, recognition of the diversity that is Britain 50 years since the Queen ascended the throne. Kat Pascal brought her children so that they will know their heritage, she says, both in the Caribbean and in Britain. But she says 50 years on the throne is long enough.
The only person in the royal family that really makes an effort to fit everyone in all the nations is Charles. I love Charles. He's so down to earth. And he gets on with the job, isn't he? That's what I feel. The Queen should step down and give him the job. He would bring the country together.
The outpouring for the Queen today must have surprised even the most ambitious palace promoters. The tree-lined mall that lies at the Queen's front door was filled by day's end. Hundreds of thousands of flag-waving well-wishers. They craned their necks when the Queen craned hers to see a flyover that featured a Concorde and 26 other military aircraft streaming red, white, and blue contrails. The Queen retreated from the palace balcony to the sustained and noisy plaudits from the public. A tumultuous round of the Land of Hope and Glory rose as the Queen came back to the balcony for an encore. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.